earlier, Matthew, am I live on air now?
Yes, please, my Lord, you're live on air, please.
Well, our blessed people, the Lord has spoken with me this night again about the Nakuru Menengai 6 meeting. I see people that are going to be healed very, very massive. The entry is going to be really massive because I see cripples. Oh, the Lord is really coming to help the Kenyan family, those who have stranded with cripples on the soil. I see cripples getting up from every direction the moment I enter into the meeting like a storm. And at the same time, blind eyes opening, deaf ears opening, every direction. There is this particular man is walking towards me. I don't know whether he remains with a vest or that is just the kind of T-shirt he's wearing. And he seems to be totally blind. He's a man, totally blind for life. And the eyes have just opened. So I'm telling him, come this way, come this way. I thought he was following me. Then another, I think one of the doctors appeared in white coat. So he followed the doctor on that side. I was saying, come this way, follow me. Do you see me? If you can, he was seeing me and following me. Then when he saw one of the doctors in white coat, he followed in that direction. Tremendous, very chaotic. And another very deaf person, born deaf. It's a man. Comes to me and does his hand like this. Look, this here, open. This here, just open. The ears are open. He was doing like that. Tremendous moment happens in the meeting of the Lord. There's got big visitation. God coming to love this country. The Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, coming to love the people of Kenya. We know that Venezuela is very, very busy right now at the center of everything. All systems going well, right from the highest office. It's amazing the way the Lord now has remembered the nations all the way to the lowest offices. But for Kenya, this is such a moment for you. This is your moment. Look, we didn't have Kenya, the calendar. It was too busy. But look what the Lord has done now. Families are going to be set free from crippledness and from blindness and deafness. Their loved ones are going to be released from being crippled. It's been very massive when I come to Nakuru Menengai 6. A very, very big time in the history of the church. The global revival has just broken out, and it's literally unstoppable. The people, because God has come out to love every nation. Even Kenya, the amount God has invested in you, continue with this, nurture this survivors. We go out to the other nations. The nations may get the opportunity. The Messiah is coming. Blessed people, always be holy and be righteous. Always live your life as though this could be the day when the Messiah comes for the church. And in that way, you'll not be put to shame. Remember, the Bible says, for without holiness, nobody will see the Lord. I know that the National Council of the Bishops is having an emergency right now, so I have to stop now. Okay, so, Baruch Hashem.